Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
SMU Mustangs football is on the ticket. The Ponies gallop into NoCal to take on the Stanford Cardinal tomorrow. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, Clearsight LASIK, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Judas Priest, Invincible Shield Tour USA 2024 comes to the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory October 26th. For more information and tickets, go to LiveNation.com. You can text LAW, L-A-W, to 22126 to win your way in. That's LAW to 22126.
All right, thank you very much, DJ. Friday Fun is sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
We is live from the Rusty Nickel in Fort Worth, Texas. So come on out and enjoy a little time with the Hardline here as we broadcast here for the next couple of hours. So Saturday was a day much like any other Saturday at the Cotton Bowl that I'd been to for 40 years. Been going to that game since I was 15 years old, and there's been some great wins, there's been some big losses, and that's just the roller coaster ride that you are on when it's that game. So this one for the Oklahoma side was a rough one. And again, I've been through it a million times, is what it is. And the people that I know that I've been friends with forever, that I've got a text thread going with that are UT people, or whoever, just general friends that that I've known for a long time, no one says anything because they know the drill, right? Like, you've been through this enough times.
Yeah.
There's no need to gloat. There's no need to rub it in. There's no need to do anything. It's just, ah, crap, or whatever. Maybe a snide comment here or there, but nothing. So I'm sitting there at the game in the fourth quarter, and it's an ass-kicking of the highest order, and we're trying to figure out when we're going to get out of there. And then I remember Brian Bosworth told me to not leave.
Yeah,
I have to stay till the end.
I'm happy we put that external pressure on
you. Yeah, don't be a Corby.
Right. And so sometime in the fourth quarter, it's, you know, 24-3 or something bad. And I look down at my phone, and I see that I have a new text. I'm like, oh, what's this? And it's our old friend EA Azad. Ticket employee EA.
EA Sports.
Who simply said, LOL, sorry, Corby, with three cry faces.
Yeah.
Ooh. So I've never had a conversation with EA about really anything outside of work things and how to help us when he's filling in for DJ, you know, producer-wise. But he fires off the LOL, sorry, Corby, with three cry faces emojis. So I then turn around and text you guys, DJ, Bob, and Dave. I text you guys a screenshot of that and just say, EA has entered the conversation. Now, do you have the entire thread here pulled up?
Yeah. This is our game day conversation.
Okay. To which it says, ha, 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 that ain't cool, brutal, and I don't know. You may want to read this. I don't know whose numbers all these are because you don't have names there.
Yeah, sorry. This is on my laptop, so I don't have the names populated. But I think DJ and Ham are up here.
Okay.
And then so...
Oh, was Ham on this too?
No, he was not.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Ham was not? Okay. So I guess
Let me find it.
Bob, you are the 214 number and DJ's the 319 number.
Yeah.
Okay. So Corby says EA shouldn't even have my number. And Bob says, lay into him, then copy us. DJ says, record yourself laying into him on a call, and I said, you need to big-time him.
Okay. So I decide to take all that into consideration,
yeah.
And then I send EA a text back. And I said, hey, EA, My sister is in the hospital right now. I'm not watching the game, so chill the F out, dude.
To which DJ replies, he's sweating so hard right now, and Bob says, 10 out of 10, no notes.
Yeah, I sent that. Then I sent that to you guys.
Yeah, and I did the chef and the kiss emoji.
Right. To which EA responds.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Yeah. Then we start
workshopping.
We start prompting Corby on what he should say next. To where Bob says, I'm cradling her in my arms as she's taking her last breaths. We'll watch the game on delay later.
Number one.
And so EA responds. He says, my God, Corby, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Prayers to you and the family. I'm so sorry. So we could have ended it there.
Right.
I mean, it could have been over with right there.
Sure.
But then I go down in the concourse area, and I show it to Craig and Miller, and I'm like, check this out. And so we start laughing and trying to think of something to say, and so we came up with this response after he says, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry that I even reached out. To which I respond, read the room, dude. I'm not posting any tweets or anything, so don't fire S at me when you have no idea what's happening, and no need to pray. I don't believe in magic.
To which Bob says, okay, now you're just being mean.
This show sucks.
And then you guys are encouraging me to do more, and then by that time I'm like, okay, I'm done here. Let EA twist. I didn't know that EA was at the game. He was actually at the game sending me these notes.
That's right.
So we move on, and then, you know, we talk on Sunday or whatever, and then Monday we all meet, and we're like, what do we need to do about this EA thing? Should we, like, call him in the cold open? And then we decide, no, let's let it fester another day, and then we'll figure something out. And then on Tuesday we determine, you know what we could do is we could have our boss, Jeff Catlin, call EA and ask EA, dude, what is going on? Because I've never seen Corby so upset.
That's right.
Now, just for a little context, I don't really get upset, especially over something like that.
Which is what made this so serious.
Exactly, yes, yeah. And so Cat, of course, agrees to it. And so yesterday, he executed the phone call. And so let's play it. Here is our boss calling EA after EA thinks that he has ruined my Saturday.
Hello?
Hey, EA.
Hey, Cat. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, thanks for getting back to me. I just I wanted to follow up on something. I had a meeting. I do my regular weekly meeting with the hardline yesterday, and after it was over, I got pulled aside by Corby. And apparently there was some text exchange over the weekend that had him really upset. And I tried to get him to open up about it, but he just was so mad that he just really wouldn't tell me too much of the detail what was happening there. So I wanted to just – and there's always – two sides to every story. I get that for sure.
Yeah.
But he was really upset. And so I just need to, I'm trying to get a handle on what happened over this weekend. Like, so did you just text him on Saturday out of the blue, or were you guys having a conversation before that, or what happened exactly?
So here's the thing. I thought Corby was going to be at the game, the Red River Rivalry. And so I was at the game with my siblings, and my intention was really to kind of just hook up with him and say, hey, let's meet up, because I had my siblings. I wanted to introduce them. And I was in the middle of the game, and my internet wasn't working at all. And I just, it was the middle of one of the plays, and all I just said was, sorry, Texas has scored, and, you know, Corby's a big Sooner fan. So I was just jesting him. All I said was, oh, sorry, Corby, and I put, like, a laugh emoji. That's all I said. He responded to me with that, hey, EA, I'm not watching the game. He said his sister was in the hospital and I needed to chill the F out. I was like, and I just responded. I was like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I told him prayers to your family, and I really didn't know. He responded back to me saying, read the room, and that, you know, I haven't been posted on social media, and, you know, all that. And then he said something about, I don't need prayers or anything like that. So all I did was respond, like, hey, again, I didn't have internet connection. I couldn't even see the Twitter. And I just told him again, so sorry, I didn't mean to say anything. I was just jesting about the game.
Yeah.
I had no idea about anything going on with the sister or anything. Again, and I felt bad about it all weekend long because I didn't realize what was going on. And I just was talking about the game, honestly.
Yeah. So you're at the, like, are you a Texas fan? Were you just trying to stick it to Corby because he's an OU fan? And are you a Longhorn?
I'm not a Longhorn. I'm a Texas fan. I was just at the game because my sister is a Longhorn, and she bought us tickets. And I was just joking. Honestly, the real reason I started the conversation was just like, oh, hey, because I thought he was at the game. And yeah, I thought you'd just be like, oh, how funny. And then I thought maybe, I was like, hey, where are you at? Maybe we can meet up for beers or something. I can introduce. That was it. I had no ill intention or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it because I just want to make sure that all the guys are in the right frame of mind and mentality to go in there and do their shows and not be distracted. And he told me he couldn't even concentrate on the replay because he was so upset about it. And, I mean, I get that, and that's why I'm trying to have this conversation with you, is because I just – do you normally text with Corby just randomly throughout the week, or, you know, or was this out of the blue?
This was out of the blue. I didn't really mean anything. I just – what happened was the last time I was producing for them, I told him, hey, I was going to be, and he told me he was going to be at the game. I was like, hey, I'm going to be at the game. And he even said, like, maybe we can meet up for beers or something.
Yeah. Well, you understand what kind of situation this puts me in.
What?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know Corby considers you a friend, and I know I want to use you to work on their show, and you do a lot of stuff up here. But I just, you know, there's a friend, and then is this any way to treat a friend that you send him this random text message out of the blue, gets him upset? I mean, do you think he's ever going to make fun of you for doing something? Is he going to do that to you?
I probably not. I don't know. I didn't think
all right, pause it there. All we do is make fun of him. Would Corby ever do this to you? Yeah, you know the answer.
Yeah, and he's like,
let's see, Snorneck, sweating.
This is a trick question, isn't it?
Waterfall frogs.
But of course.
Mort.
Dalton. Okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
Dalton. I mean, like,
Michael
there's...
Jordan now? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Tony Delk.
Yeah, so, yeah, Milk and Belk and all of it. That's so we had Jeff specifically say that, like...
Sunshine.
He's a friend. Would he ever do something like that to you?
That's not how you treat a friend like Corby.
All right, go on.
Treat a friend that you send him this random text message out of the blue, it gets him upset. I mean, do you think he's ever going to make fun of you for doing something? Is he going to do that to you?
I probably not. I don't know. I didn't think the text was bad. And that's what, again, if I'm sorry, and I wanted to apologize, I saw them both times, I apologized to him and everything. So I didn't mean to start anything bad or anything. I didn't think it was even in mean taste, the original part. I was just talking about the game. That's it. And again, I wanted to find him next time I saw him. I was trying to give him time to settle down. I did not know what was going on with him and stuff. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, I know you didn't mean to. I just want to make sure that, look, you know, we're all on the same team here, but everybody has a different role to play. And, you know, Corby's one of my superstars. He's the star quarterback. And then I got guys that, you know, operate on the weekends in that lane. And I just want to make sure that everybody's kind of staying in their own lane.
No, for sure. Again, I didn't mean any harm by it. I thought we and Corby had that. Really, we're just jesting around about sports and stuff.
Yeah.
Pause it there. Okay, at this point, I felt so bad listening to this because we're just joshing around about sports and stuff.
The most innocuous comment that he could possibly make to you, spun into this.
Let's go back to the original text that created this whole thing was, LOL, Corby.
Yeah, LOL, I'm sorry, Corby. That's it. That is it.
Look, Corby's my superstar. This is mean.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
Sports and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought he could come back at me about Red Raiders and all that. Because I didn't know. And again, I would never cross that line or anything like that. I'm very respectful. I love Corbin to death. I think he's awesome. I think the whole hardline's awesome. I thought I was just saying that in jest. And again, my intention was just to continue the conversation. He goes, hey, you want to meet up and get some beers and introduce him to my sister?
Yeah.
That's it. That was all my intention was. I didn't even know anything about what's going on with his sister or anything. I swear, it was just out of the blue.
Yeah, man, his sister's in the hospital.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't have no idea.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not trying to belabor this. I'm not trying to be punitive. There has to be some sort of consequences. I don't know, you know, what you would do if you were in my shoes. I think, like, I don't think this needs to be like a write-up. We're just having a conversation. But there's got to be some sort of, like I said, some sort of consequences that I'm trying to think to kind of just deliver the message, not just to you, but to everybody of like, hey, this is how we kind of got to operate here, you know?
No, for sure. I understand.
So I think probably until further notice, what I'm thinking about is I'm just going to have you, like, stay off the air and, like, not read the 40-liners. Actually, what I think about, that's maybe too harsh. I think what I'm probably going to do is, until further notice, just don't read the 40-liners in even hours.
In even hours?
Yeah, just like if it's, you know, even, like 10, 12, 2, you know. You can read them in odd hours, just don't read them in the even hours, maybe, because I don't want to be too harsh.
Oh, okay.
So let's just go with that plan for a little bit, and then I'll follow up with you. I want to just make sure everything's smoothed over.
Okay, so for, like, L show, only read it for the 8 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
He got it confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't know right, 8.
Okay.
He didn't mention 8.
Yeah, all right, EA.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so great.
Oh,
Kat did such a fantastic job. Okay, so Dave came up with the idea of not being able to, punishment is not being able to read liners at all.
Yeah, because that is his lifeblood.
Right.
That's his opportunity to read copy with arrogance.
Yes, and I thought to make it even sound funnier was to throw in even hours. So, anyway, do we have time for this, or do we want to?
We gotta let him off the hook.
What's that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so here we go. We let him off the hook.
Hello. Hey, Bud, how you doing?
Hey, good. I don't know what to say, but I'm good.
So I heard what's been going on with Corby and all that, and just wanted to see how you were doing.
I'm fine. I talked to Kat already about it. I honestly think it's kind of like, I didn't really mean anything by it. I obviously didn't mean any kind of harm by it. I feel really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it when he was telling us about it. He was tearing up, and he was just not happy, dude. For a guy that's always happy, I've just never seen him like that. It was just really hard to see, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Well.
DJ! I had a feeling, yeah.
No, you did not.
Well, DJ.
Good job,
yeah,
DJ.
We dumped it.
Now you are grounded from even our 40-liner.
Although the people out here are enjoying it.
Yeah. So I told EA, for those that it got dumped, but I told EA, we're just effing with you. DJ forgot to dump that.
Oops. Bleep it.
Or bleep it, yeah. I forgot to bleep it.
We had to dump the big deal.
Yeah, we did. It's okay. It's okay.
So sorry, Ty Walker's talking to me.
That's all right.
So we'd like to apologize, DJ, EA.
Well,
not,
EA.
Not DJ. We'd like to take DJ off 40-liners and odd hours now.
And as we told EA, he's now a made man because he's officially been pranked, right? Like, this is, you're now one of us. We've all been there before. It sucks, blah, blah, blah.
The one line that I was hoping Kat would use that he didn't was for him to tell EA that, you know, the hardline had been talking about replacing DJ with you, but that's off the table now.
Yeah, that's out.
He is so close.
That was out.